This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off the third hour with you tonight, Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
So we've been talking about protests, the protests that have happened around here, meaning in New Hampshire and elsewhere in the United States, compared to what's going on out in Germany, where people are actually protesting, apparently in fairly large numbers, maybe tens of thousands.
Good on them.
To protest the restrictions from coronavirus. So that's where we started. And Peakless, you've got more to that story, so let's continue.
Yeah, I've got another one here from BBC News. Germany coronavirus. Hundreds arrested in German anti-corona protests. Police in Berlin have arrested, and this is 2 days afterward, but still 3 days before the large protest was supposed to happen, I think.
Now, they describe it in the news as an anti-corona protest.
That's a little confusing. Yeah, with little quotes and everything. An anti-corona protest. Now, what it is they're against the response to corona.
Right.
They're against the masks and the social distancing.
Saying they're anti-corona makes them sound like they're against corona.
I'm against it. How dare you be against corona?
Or they're corona deniers or something, right? Like that they don't believe
those
that
people
exists.
Still exist.
They do exist. Yeah.
Some of them, including some of the people at this protest.
I'm sure.
Yeah. See, some 38,000 people took to the streets in the city for mostly peaceful demonstrations.
So there was a lot of burning and rioting and looting.
Compared
to the United States.
I really wonder, like, are they using mostly peaceful in the way that Americans use the phrase? Or do they have a different standard for mostly peaceful where, like, well, some trash cans got knocked over?
Hopefully it's the literal definition of mostly peaceful.
Yeah, the actual, you know, using the word correctly. Later, hundreds of protesters, many from the far right, tried to storm the Reichstag, the home of Germany's federal parliament.
Really? Did they set it on fire?
Apparently not.
Oh, missed their chance.
It is a shame. It is a shame.
Could have got a whole new blood flag.
A number of people were arrested, and German politicians condemned the attack as shameful and unacceptable.
Mm.
Yep, so,
yes, how dare anyone go out and express themselves?
Yeah.
Without a permit, too.
I know. These people are not asking for permission to tell you that they're not happy.
Mm-hmm. They violated a prohibition because these protests were specifically legislated against.
Mm-hmm. They were specifically legislated against, and they put out thousands of police officers for the event.
And hundreds were arrested.
Yep, hundreds.
Why would they need thousands or hundreds of police officers for an event that's illegal in the first place? No one should be there.
Are you suggesting that maybe the law doesn't actually dictate human behavior?
No.
Why, with that kind of thinking, you would expect them not to be able to keep drugs out of prisons.
I wonder what they arrested these hundreds of people for. I'm sure they're probably not going to give us a breakdown.
Illegal protest?
Germany does not believe in free speech.
No, apparently
like,
not.
Not just apparently. Like, it's written into the law. Like, there is a long list of, well, usually Nazi-associated things.
Right,
that, like, you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to post, you're not allowed to own. Like, they are really...
Yeah, you can't have memorabilia.
Yeah, zero memorabilia of any of their dark time. They are very much a culture that puts the community well-being over the expression of the individual.
Mm. Well, their viewpoint of what the community well-being is.
Right,
again,
naturally.
Who decides these things?
Well, government, of course.
People in power.
Yeah.
Well, government, of course. It's the expression of the will of the people, don't you know?
We are embarrassed by our time locking all these people up, so if you don't do what we say, we'll lock you up.
Exactly.
This time we won't get caught.
So,
tell me more.
All right. Police ordered one group near the Brandenburg Gate to disperse for flouting safety rules, then arrested 200 after stones and bottles were thrown.
Hmm.
Quote,
mostly peaceful stones and bottles.
Mostly peaceful stones and bottles. Well, so that actually leads me to think that this was more along the lines of, like, human speech for a mostly peaceful protest.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, you know, lighting fire to things and looting several buildings.
Well, and the bottles and the stones didn't come out until the police came
mm-hmm.
and told them to go away.
Right.
And so until then, there was nobody throwing bottles and stones, likely.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually that's what happens. And frequently it's the cops themselves who are actually secretly placing themselves in the crowd and bring a bottle along so they can be the first one to throw the bottle in the hopes that other people will join in. And then they'll have themselves a riot. And then they can really crack down.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
A second group of about 30,000 met peacefully close by to hear speeches. So I'm guessing what you have here is, so in Portland, what you have on a very, very consistent basis.
Portland, Oregon.
Oregon, okay. Yeah. What you have on a very consistent basis is you have essentially peaceful protests that will go on right about till the stroke of 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And right about the stroke of 10 p.m., they start lighting things on fire and breaking things. This is what I have heard.
Have you been watching Portland stuff?
Like I have not personally. I have been keeping an ear out to people that actually live in that city and mm-hmm. have experienced this themselves. And that's what I've heard, is that on a very, very clockwork-like basis, mm-hmm. you will have, like, while the sun is out, you will have peaceful protests, and it'll be, you know, the moms against racism and all of that. And then once it gets dark, you better start heading home.
Just like any company, man, you got to worry about those third shifters.
Mm.
They just screw up everything for morning crew.
I heard they've hit 100 days in a row now of protests ongoing in Portland.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because, you know, I've been hearing this like, is the federal government going to step in? And Trump's like, I will as soon as you ask. And when you're burning down federal buildings,
mm-hmm.
which, you know,
apparently
obviously
they haven't done.
So for 100 days, is there like a central message that the protesters are still conveying to whomever they're protesting against?
Cops are racist.
Okay.
Well, I think a lot of it really comes down to this. People do not feel great about demonstrating for their own desires against police encroachment, against police violence. They feel sort of unpatriotic and disloyal when they're defending their own general human interests. But if you can step in as a hero to this other group, oh, well, now I'm not defending my rights.
I'm defending black people.
Their rights.
Uh-huh.
And then you can say, oh, well, you don't have to even examine, like, were my rights infringed, which might be a very painful emotional process. You can just say, oh, well, you're obviously infringing on their rights.
Mm.
And so I will step in and be their voice. And that sort of washes your hands of any kind of, deep internal struggle as to the nature of government or anything like that. You can just go, oh, well, the problem is that they're racist, and therefore I can protest them, you know, murdering
people.
Right,
no, it's not that it's institutionalized violence that or a monopoly on violence. It's that they're using a little too much violence over in this one area.
Well, it's disproportionate.
People. Yeah, we need to use more violence.
We demand that you kill only 10% black people.
Equal violence for all people.
Yeah, only 10% of the people murdered are allowed to be black.
Well, and that's one of the confusing aspects of this is that, yeah, okay, it's bad what the police have done historically to black people. And also, it's bad what they've done historically to Hispanic people and to all kinds of immigrants and to poor white people. And there's like a bunch of victims of the police and their monopoly on violence, but they're not focusing on the real problem. It's not to say that it's not a problem that they're focusing on. It is a problem, but it's not the whole problem.
Hacking at the branches rather than striking at the root.
And a big part of this is that you have an organization, probably well-funded, that's stepping in as the voice of the protest and saying, Black Lives Matter. Here's what we're protesting for, and it's mm-hmm. this unimaginably confusing and ever-changing list instead of going like, no, we the protesters are, say, against qualified immunity. That'd be a nice first step.
Well, they
That's kind of why I asked, because it doesn't seem like there's any continuity in the protest message.
Well, at this how point. Could there
Very
be?
Much reminds me of Occupy Wall Street in
yeah.
that way.
Yeah, well, how could there be? There's no central authority over the protests. Even though there is a Black Lives Matter organization, they still can't control thousands of
They'll claim to speak for it, nonetheless.
The toll-free number is 855-453. There was a list of demands, Richie, that came out of the Seattle Chaz
I remember that, yeah.
There's more coming up here, and it's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here. the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. People in Germany protesting in mass numbers, 38,000 estimated by one source. But you say maybe there was even more than that, Lee.
If you look at the pictures for this, I mean, like, here, let me... That's a lot of people.
Yeah, you're showing me a photograph of the streets of Berlin, and that is a cropped photo. I mean, there's right. definitely a much wider shot of mm-hmm. this of that yeah. that's going to show way more.
That's
people.
What showed in the BBC.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's not like it disperses toward the edges. That no. is
a solid crowd.
Yeah. So and this is the official BBC version of the story. So I mean, I
which is probably downplayed because they are obviously, being the BBC, mm-hmm. going to be in favor of all the coronavirus restrictions.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, just from reading through the article, it's like, oh, these far right extremists, and yeah. See here. So thousands gathered to London's Trafalgar Square to protest against issues including coronavirus restrictions and 5G. Signs reading masks are muzzles.
This 5G thing, man. They've been blaming cell phones for so many maladies for so long with no evidence whatsoever for it.
Well, okay, so there is one very, very simple problem with the whole 5G thing. So the competition in communications as a general industry is so difficult to crack into. And there are so many regulations that are keeping this not exactly a monopoly, but there is a very, very limited set of companies yeah. that can compete on any level of communications. So when that particular cabal decides, here's what we're doing, you can't compete with them and say, hey, that's not safe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this 4G thing, or I'm going to come up with my own 5G that I actually tested on what it will do to organic material.
Okay, so to be fair, there are multiple standards of 5G. It's not a unified standard. And the G just stands for generation.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So
right.
different companies have their different type of 5G infrastructure that are going to be going on simultaneously.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
the more G's, the more scared these people get, man. They just freak out. They blame 5G on everything that's going wrong with their body or their loved one. It's, mm-hmm. it must be the 5G. And it's just the convenient
scapegoat.
Diet.
Yeah. Well, and
your fear.
Right.
Manifesting.
Which, holy crap, turns out if you flood your body with stress hormones, it mm-hmm. doesn't repair properly.
Yes, and not only could it not repair properly, you might actually cause something to manifest that's negative in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, apart from people's response to 5G, which may in fact be worse than 5G, in much mm-hmm. the same way that the response to coronavirus is significantly worse than coronavirus itself.
Oh, yeah.
So, in addition to that, there are two major concerns. One, the level of testing that they're doing for safety on this is just abysmal. I mean, they are getting every green light for it because the government's the only one that tells them how much they have to test. Mm-hmm. And the government says, well, we've got to keep up with these other countries, so we'll just waive all of these tests that we usually do, kind of like what they're doing with the vaccine, where like, oh, well, this is such an emergency, you won't have to do the tests that you usually do. Not that those were great. So there's that. There's also the legitimate concern of the amount of being spied on that is already happening is pretty astonishing. So if you ramp that up to another generation of fast communication, there are a lot of things that are just not feasible in the technology that we have now as far as like facial recognition and tracking and metadata analysis and all of that, that will be very easy to do in a higher technology environment.
And that might be a reasonable objection to 5G. Right. That's something that is plausible, is possible, could be used with the technology, but the claims that 5G are affecting my health or causing the virus, right, that
there's
have no basis.
No evidence.
But that's where the conspiracy theorist goes, right? Where you could just say like, no. There's legitimate reasons to not move to 5G. Let's focus on those because those might be more convincing to the public as opposed to the conspiracy theorist about health maladies.
Well, I mean, you're already able to be tracked. You brought up tracking as a concern. I mean, you're already able to be tracked down to a relatively small area based on GPS, Wi-Fi, cell phone tower triangulation. I mean, you take the three of those factors and you boil them all down together, they can find out almost exactly where you're located.
Now
already.
They have 20 more, 20 times the amount of towers, Ian. They can really pinpoint you.
Well, that's true. And also, one of the concerns is that they will have, what do they have in China, that like how good of a citizen rating that you are?
Yeah, and I don't know what they call
social
it.
Social credit score.
Yeah, your social credit score. That's another one of the concerns that they have, is that with a higher level of transmission, that they'll be able to not only, you know, watch your face, keep track of where you are all of the time, but also keep track of what you're doing and transmit that information more instantaneously, whereas right now they kind of have to keep that to, like, only a certain amount.
See, and that's another one, because people get upset about the Chinese social credit score because it's the Chinese government doing it.
But it's okay when we do it.
But if you call it a reputation rating, libertarians love it.
Well, and I also think that this is one of those things that they plant in the story to discredit the people that are protesting, is because there are so many people that are like, 5G is not a real concern, and will lump in anyone who is concerned with this into a certain group that they don't identify with. So I think BBC intentionally puts that in, and I'm not saying there weren't people
probably
concerned
there.
With that.
Yeah,
I'm
sure
there were.
You could find the 5G people at the Reopen New Hampshire protests as well. In fact, I'm pretty sure I ran into a couple of them.
Right, and just the simple fact that this is not a part of ordinary, large-scale discourse, this is something that is consigned to concerned internet people, is part of what bugs people about this. It's like, hey, let's have a conversation about this before we do it. And we're not having a conversation. It's just getting greenlit by our governments.
And 5G, and I'm not going to try to speak about the technology behind it. I'm not an engineer, right? So, like, I'm not going to claim to know what fundamentally is so different about it from 4G or 3G or whatever, as far as, you know, the wavelengths and all that. But if you want to know where somebody is, 4G is plenty of data.
Fine.
So, I mean, it's not like 5G. If 5G takes you from 10 megabits per second with 4G to 100 megabits, I'm just guessing, right? Like, I don't know what the factor is.
But a lot of it's not even that. It's not even the, a speed boost over 4G claims at the moment.
Really?
It's just the ubiquitousness of the technology. Like, there are certain spots you can't get 4G, but you put up 5G towers everywhere, and now the entire city is covered with Wi-Fi services. So
they think the coverage will be better.
Right. You get more coverage, but in order to get better coverage at those lower wavelengths, you have to put up, you know, N times N many towers.
And one concern is this. So, I mean, we sort of have a trade-off with technology of how much do they spy on us and how much can we connect with each other to fight that. And at this point in time, like, 5G isn't going to give us much of an advantage with connecting with each other, but it will apparently give them an advantage on tracking what we're doing.
I don't think it's going to. Well, I mean, maybe they could narrow you down to a few inches instead of a few feet, but they pretty much have you wherever they want
you. Right, I mean, they have that with dumb phones.
Yeah, you're not going to see a big increase in tracking.
You can radio triangulate a dumb phone.
Yeah, of course you can. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, if you were worried about tracking, you wouldn't have a phone.
At all.
Period. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Let's talk about Burning Man, because we talked about this online alternative that they were offering, but apparently some people said, you know what, we're going out anyway, and I want to talk a little bit more about what their experience was like. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have worked out an agreement to work on a so-called clean continuing resolution, or CR, to avoid a shutdown of the federal government. A short-term spending bill is needed before the end of the month to achieve that effort. Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday said conversations are continuing.
We're having the appropriations staff, the four corners, meet and go through some specific details on it. But the good news is we've agreed on a clean CR.
The secretary hopes things move forward by the end of the week. He noted that he and Pelosi agreed on not seeing the government shuttered. Lou Brock, the St. Louis Cardinal legend and Baseball Hall of Famer, has died. Brock spent 16 seasons with the Cards out of a 19-year career in Major League Baseball. The six-time All-Star was 81 and battling numerous health issues. This is USA Radio News. Novak Djokovic was disqualified from the U.S. Open after he accidentally hit a line judge with a tennis ball. The top-seeded tennis star smacked the ball behind him as he walked to the sideline for the changeover. The ball hit a female judge who dropped down at the back of the court. After a discussion with officials, Djokovic was defaulted from his fourth-round match. Jacob Blake making another public appearance from his hospital bed. The 29-year-old black man was shot 7 times by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, leaving him paralyzed. He said there is a lot more life to live.
Your life, and not only just your life, your legs, something that you need to move around and move forward in life, could be taken from you like this, man.
The video was tweeted out Saturday night by his attorney, Benjamin Crump. A GoFundMe account was set up by family members. It surpassed $2 million in donations so far. Blake also encouraged African Americans to change their lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Want to also invite you to our satellite fundraiser page over at fund.lrn.fm, FUND.LRN.FM. Doing a matching contribution because I want to try to keep the satellite channels on the air, but in order to do that, I would like other people to care about it because we've only had up until this point, up until earlier this week when I first started deciding to re-promote this, there were only about 15% of our satellite costs were covered by our satellite funding Patreon, and our contract renewal, it's a 3-year renewal, is coming up in 2021. So now's the time to start thinking about, should we continue or should we not?
And this is the big one that went over Africa?
There's two, actually. Okay. There's one over Sub-Saharan Africa, and there's one over North and Central America. And it costs just under $1,000 a month for both of them. And like I said, we're only at 15% of that total right now. So what I'd like to do is make an offer to double any donations that come in. So right now, about roughly $150 in. If we can get that up to $500, then Shire Free Church doubles that to $1,000. So that'll continue to cover the satellite time that we have. If we don't make it to 500 and we only make it to 250, then that's only enough to keep one satellite channel on the air. So then we'll shut one of them down next year. And the idea was, why continue to do this if people don't really actually value it as an outreach form? I want to personally continue the African one. So if we have to shut one down, that's the one I would continue because they have like 25% internet connectivity in sub-Saharan Africa. It's one of the least internet-connected parts of the world. So I do want to continue that one, so I suspect we're going to be able to get to that. Hopefully we can reach that goal. If we can reach the goal of $1,000, which would be amazing, eight times what we've currently got coming in, then since we're doubling it, then we'd have like $2,000 to play with at that point. We can actually add a third channel. We could go get a channel over, say, the Middle East, North Africa, maybe Europe as well. There's one satellite that covers all three of those areas. So we'll see. It's up to you guys, whether you want to chip in. It's, $2 chip in on the Patreon. You can do more if you want to, but definitely appreciate it over at fund, fund.lrn.fm. Now,
I wasn't aware of prevalence of English speakers in either of those regions.
South Africa does have quite a bit of English.
South Africa,
It's not uncommon for people in Africa to learn English. I mean, English is sort of the universal language, if there is one. If there is a language that's sort of taught ubiquitously throughout various different schools and places, it is English. I mean, by no means is it the number one language in some of these countries. But Cameroon, for instance, also has a large English-speaking population. So some of those countries do have it, for sure.
Good to know.
So check it out at fundfund.lrn.fm. So let's check in here on what happened with Burning Man 2020. I got to say, I'm real happy to hear about this. We've watched, to some extent, the evolution or devolution, however you want to describe it, the things that have changed with Burning Man over the years. Having not actually been personally, this is just something that I'm interested in seeing from afar. I've certainly known some people who have gone to Burning Man, and I've heard a lot of the good and I've heard a lot of the bad, and we've certainly discussed it over the years. And so I was disappointed to hear, but not, I guess, too surprised, given the left-leaning viewpoints that tend to be common at Burning Man, certainly amongst the organizers. Wasn't surprised when we heard early in the COVID that they just straight up canceled Burning Man. And that was, of course, at the same time when they were canceling every convention, every single thing, basically every concert, every get-together, every knitting club, everything out there, yep. Basically this year has been canceled. So it wasn't a surprise to see that happening with Burning Man. But what is a pleasant surprise is to see that some people went anyway.
Sweet.
And that's the kind of spirit that I like to see. The people that said, you know what? We're going to go out there, do our own Burning Man, and we're going to have a good time. Or as Summer's calling it, the un-Burning Man or the not-Burning Man. But
I like the unburnt man.
But ultimately, and apparently they did have a man that they built, but they aren't allowed to burn it by whatever Bureau of Land Management.
Burn it anyway.
I think they should burn it anyway.
They're not allowed to be there. They may as well burn the man. What with it being Burning Man?
Technically, according to one of the articles I read about this, they're not disallowed from being there. Essentially, the Bureau of Land Management, I keep wanting to say BLM, this causes confusion. The Bureau of Land Management, they know they're there, and they put out some sort of statement like, well, as long as everyone's social distancing, it's okay. And so they're leaving, the Bureau of Land Management is leaving them alone.
Sure, we'll social distance while we set the man on fire.
An effigy made of tiki torches greets a group of burners, this, by the way, from the Reno Gazette Journal, wandering around in the darkness Saturday night on the Black Rock Desert Playa. Is this your first Burning Man? One burner asks. It's my first not Burning Man, the other responds. It was the first not Burning Man for everyone as burners gathered on the playa for the first year that Burning Man has ever been outright canceled since it began in 1986. Quote, on my bucket list, I've wanted to come to the playa without Burning Man, said Randall Bollig, who flew from Atlanta for the experience. Quote, I figure there's no Burning Man, so I thought I'd see the playa and and also see who the hell else shows up out here.
That's a weird thing to be on a bucket list, because you can pretty much check that off any part of the year except for Burning Man.
Burning Man Project canceled the formal event due to concerns over the spread of COVID-19, and no gatherings greater than 50 are currently permitted under a state mandate, which means this was civil disobedience as well, because they estimated that there were... And some say maybe as many as several thousand people, because an article I saw earlier called it like hundreds.
Well,
so
I gotta say, I am so pleased to see a little bit of civil disobedience from the. I mean, there's a lot of artistic people that go to these things. A lot of artists,
there's beautiful
artwork,
incredible.
You know, and artists and performers are just screwed. I mean,
right,
like,
now, yeah, yeah.
I know so many people that, like, they kind of would barely get from one performance to the next, and, you know, wouldn't have a lot of savings, but it was a really great and free way to live for a long time, and now just they're destroyed. Like,
right.
Their entire way of life is gone.
You can't play music for anyone. You can't put an art gallery, you know, performance on or anything like that.
So I'm so relieved to see that at least there is this seed of dissidence to the authoritarian government mandates that thou shalt not have culture.
The American spirit is alive and well.
Somewhere.
Something is, at least. Whether it's an American spirit is a whole other question. But so they actually interviewed a guy, Aaron Lefebvre, and it doesn't say it here, but in one of the photo journal things that they have like, you know, 40 or 50 pictures that their photographer took while out there. I think this guy was like the self-proclaimed official representative of the Burning Man Communist Party.
Okay.
He says, quote, "Not Burning Man. This is definitely not Burning Man," said Lefebvre. While some estimate several thousand people had gathered over the Labor Day weekend, camps were spread out all over the 200-square-mile playa. Bureau of Land Management officials said they were monitoring the activity to ensure people's safety and security.
That'd be an interesting thing. If you're social distancing and all spread out, at what point does that become a gathering?
I don't know.
Right. Like if you're an individual camper out there on the playa.
Yeah. Where does the 50 people number come into play?
Yeah, right.
Is it within a certain square mile radius or whatever?
Well, it turns out grouping things is actually a psychological manifestation.
Indeed. Quote, "Imagine Burning Man for introverts. Everyone's 200 feet away from each other and just having a chill time," said another. Burners surmise that not Black Rock City may be a sign of burns to come, burns where dogs and dirt bikes are welcome, and there are a lot fewer rules, for better or worse. Quote, "Officially, Burning Man or not, we make our home here," said Daniel Gomes, who was all smiles after flying in from Miami, arriving on site at 4 a.m. Saturday with his friends. He already had the time off, so he figured why not make time to watch some desert sunrises and sunsets. On Friday night, the moon had a copper glow as it rose over the mountains. "At not Burning Man, there are a lot of things that are not. Traffic, fire, porta-potties, lights, speed limits, street signs, and trash fences. There are a lot of other things, however, that are. The freedom to go on and off the playa at your leisure, space to camp wherever you want, and stars, lots and lots of stars at night." One of the old timers said, quote, "It feels like the old days."
Very cool.
Of this year's gathering. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. The number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Black Rock Desert, where apparently this weekend and for the last several days there have been people present for what is not officially Burning Man, but is basically Burning Man.
What has traditionally been Burning Man around this time of year.
Correct. In the same place, at around the same time, the week and weekend of Labor Day, that's when Burning Man happens, but this year it was canceled. But some people said, you know what, we're going out anyway. And some estimates it was in the hundreds. Other estimates say thousands, a few thousand folks may have gone down to the Black Rock Desert and are there as we speak. They're going to be there probably through tomorrow and then pack up and take off. But the good news is, well, first of all, that they are violating the governor's orders there, apparently, by gathering in a group of larger than 50, although we were discussing what does it mean to be in a group.
Well, because the article said the camps are so spread out that you're pretty much off on your own. I go, well, you're not really in the group.
Yeah, what does it mean to be in a group? Now, there are some tents that are closer together. But,
well, that's a group then.
But they're talking about some of the old school, like the people that have been going to Burning Man for many, many years. It's an event that's happened since the mid-1980s, and it's been in the Black Rock Desert for most of that time. There's a woman from the Bay Area, Cindy Connors, says it feels like the old days. A story, by the way, from the Reno Gazette Journal. When Connors came to Burning Man nearly 15 years ago, about 40,000 people came to the playa. I've heard the event can get as high as 70,000 to 80,000 these days, but not anymore. These days, they say the event attracts twice that, many of the attendees paying more than $500 per person just to get into the event. So it is a high ticket price to get into this thing because there's a huge demand for this event. Well, this year, there's no cost. And this is the equivalent of Forkfest for Burning Man, where some people said that Forkfest last year it felt like the old Porcupine Freedom Festivals used to feel. And now you got people saying that this new not Burning Man that's happening this year feels like the old Burning Man's, and it's way more affordable.
I'm really glad that these people are just refusing to let the government strip them of their identity.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, that's really what this comes down to, is like, we have a tradition. We come here every year, this is what we believe in, and really, like, these tend to be very deeply held beliefs of, this is our expression of freedom,
sure.
And we believe in monitoring our own use of the environment, so that everything we pack out, so that
that's
we don't have
rules.
This impact.
Yep.
And I mean, that is a deeply held cultural belief among a lot of these people, and this opportunity to express it is just absolutely stripped away by the government. And they are refusing to allow that part of their identity and who they are to be lost.
Yep.
And I think that is truly laudable.
What's it like to be the ones who, like, have gone every year? Like, they've been there, they're doing it, and then they're taking this year off because of COVID.
It must feel like you are a dog being put in a crate.
Or they're living in fear, you know, and they're just that afraid. In fact, some of the comments from, I've read a few stories about this year's, and, you know, some of the comments do, from the people who attended, sort of center around the idea of, well, you know, we were worried and this and that, and so we're staying away from people or whatever, wearing masks, even in the desert, even in the sun, right? Like, so there's probably still some ridiculousness going on here, but like you said, at least they've come out, they're doing something, sort of in the same way that at Forkfest there were like three people wearing masks and, you know, a couple hundred people that weren't, and by the end of it, most of the masked people had taken their masks off.
Nice.
So,
and that's the thing. I mean, whatever it is that is important to do in your life, you just got to do it. I mean, throughout time, the government of many places have put down specific mandates of thou shalt not X, Y, or Z, and you just do it anyway. Like,
well,
when the government tells you
freedom.
You can't listen to swing music,
you
then you have
anyway.
Underground swing clubs.
Yeah.
When the government tells you you can't gather in the desert, just do it.
I agree. That's why I love seeing this, even though I may not agree with the politics of some of the people involved, but it does warm my heart what they're doing here. They point out the price has risen every few years, and the event has sold out every year since 2011. Many people spend thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars on food, shelter, attractions, and other accoutrements. Connors has heard stories of the first years when the event started as just a few dozen people on Baker Beach in San Francisco, and then when it moved to Northern Nevada in 1990, she imagines other events such as the 4th of July, more informal 4th of July gathering, probably capture the feel of the old days with family-style potlucks and humble fireworks displays. Quote, this year feels like a nice reset from the big bloat that Burning Man has become. It leaves space for people to camp, but it also leaves space for people to help each other, she
nice.
Said. The Burning Man principle of radical self-reliance has been demoted for a lot of burners in recent years with provisions of porta-potties, lighting, first aid services, and ice and coffee sales, the only sales at the event.
And it's great to watch them get away from the corporate establishment of their own event. I mean, these
yes.
tend to be very anti-corporate people, so it's nice to see them actually be able to do this without corporate
without
sponsorship.
The central burning authority or whatever they call
exactly.
themselves. RVs and air-conditioned yurts and plug-and-play camps where hired staff set everything up for campers had also become commonplace. So again, this was previous, last year and the previous years. We had heard about people from Silicon Valley flying in helicopters, landing on the playa, staying at some air-conditioned tent, and then flying out in a helicopter, you know, 2 days later.
Hey, you can afford it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely been told, because I was like, hey, I want to see it, and they're like, yeah, don't bother, it's too late. Everything that was great about it is gone. Yeah, exactly.
So this would have been a good year to go. It
turns out.
For some, having all that you could want in the middle of an otherwise inhospitable environment defeats the desire to venture out and make friends. This year's setups were a lot more do-it-yourself and last minute, which meant neighbors asked each other from everything from tools to chargers to mustard. And so, still, there was no escaping that the reason tens of thousands of people decided to stay home was because of the global outbreak of a novel coronavirus. Most campers over the weekend said they were staying with their campmates and reserving waves and socially distanced conversation for others. So, kind of lame, but what do you expect from these folks?
Well, and this is one of the things that you find about human psychology is that when our resources are notably more scarce, we have a tendency to form communities more effectively and share our resources more commonly.
Quote, it's this whole other social layer that no one's talking about, and it makes it kind of awkward, said Connors. She immediately noticed people were more lackadaisical about wearing masks as she got further out from the Bay Area. Quote, I think most people are just treating it as a live-and-let-live situation, she said. Remember, she's from San Francisco.
Yeah, there you go.
So she's
culture
like,
shock.
She's leaving like this total lockdown city with the maximum restrictions, and she's noticing that people aren't like her out in the middle of Nevada.
Maybe she'll take some of that back to San Francisco with her small group of
maybe
friends.
So, but she did say she was staying away from large groups and gently reminding her husband that he needed to hold back on all the hugs this year. Oh, God. So sad.
Poor guy.
She says she understands people's need for connection. Quote, some are putting their mental health ahead of their physical health, she said. Well, yeah.
Gotta pick one.
Because
yeah.
Your physical health really isn't in any grave danger from COVID unless you're in, you know, octa or novagenarian with serious medical problems already. Burners largely chose not to wear their masks, neither during the triple-digit temperatures nor during evenings when in some instances, several dozen people danced to pulsing music, said Connors. Quote, the predominant attitude seems to be we're outside, who cares? Which, and then she trailed off, shrugging her shoulders.
So
they interviewed like the one lady here at this festival that was so totally obsessed with masks.
And I can't be the first person to point out, hugs are good for you.
Yes.
They are incredibly good for your health. They are so incredibly powerful to reassure your system that you're not about to have to run from a tiger.
Well, and as we talked about earlier in this show, right, the manifestation of ailments starts in your mind,
mm-hmm.
right? Your mind creates it. Your body, your physical body manifests.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have to take care of your mental health, right, that could in turn take care of some of your physical health
as
well.
When you believe you are safe and healthy is when your body will act like you're safe and healthy.
So apparently the city was dispersed mostly among two areas. Many convened in the Black Rock City imprint that shows on Google Maps, or they traveled a few miles north to what was supposed to be the site of this year's canceled Black Rock City. Word spread, and the former was endearingly referred to by burners as Old City, and the northern neighborhood, a city that I can't say on the air, it's starting with SH. SH City. So there's a little, it sounds like there was a little rivalry between the two different encampments this year at Burning Man. So again, decentralized.
Yeah.
They didn't know which, there wasn't this central authority to say, Burning Man is here! And so Burning Man was in two places.
You mean we might have to actually make our own decisions about where we're going to be?
I'll pick where the man was as the actual place of Burning Man.
I'll pick where there aren't masks.
There is a little bit more to the story. I'll share it on our social media. You can go to telegram.freetalklive.com, twitter.freetalklive.com. Or toot, T-O-O-T dot freetalklive.com. You can follow any one of those. It's all the same content, so you can see the rest of the story here about Burning Man. So kudos to them for showing up.
Yeah, keep hugging in the desert, guys.
Just
good job.
As we did in the Northern White Mountains at ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about that happening in 2021. We'll see you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.